I'm April Cummings with your latest sports. Cayman opens its campaign at the FIBA AmeriCup 2029 Caribbean Pre-Qualifiers with an 89-54 loss to Barbados at the Cliff Anderson Sports Hall in Georgetown, Guyana. Barbados controlled the game on the boards and capitalized on second-chance opportunities, while Cayman struggled from beyond the arc and had limited trips to the free throw line. A significant halftime deficit left Cayman with just too much ground to make up. There were some encouraging signs in the second half. Cayman matching Barbados more closely after the break, showing improved defensive effort and finding success in transition. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin is there and speaks with player Shad O'Garrow about the team's performance and adjustments they'll be making heading into the next game.
So, tough loss for Cayman in their first stint of the America pre-qualifier. What are your thoughts on how the game went today?
We are a fresh team as far as guys that are now coming in a team with no experience, so just playing together for the first time, we lacked the physicality and we had to get the first jitters out. But I think going forward, knowing that we got the jitters out, we should do better.
What positives can you take from today's performance that you carry into tomorrow's matchup against St. Vincent?
We shouldn't rely on the jump shot. We should try our best to force it down low, try our best to get the call so that we could get to the free throw line. Knowing that we did not do that this game and struggled, I think that's going to be a positive for our next game, knowing that we have to attack the basket because the refs are giving the calls, the refs are blowing in. It's good.
With first game jitters now behind them, Cayman will look to regroup quickly. They return to action tomorrow against St. Vincent and the Grenadines at 3 p.m. Cayman time. It's a great start for Team Cayman at the 2026 Babe Ruth Caribbean International Tournament. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
This year, the YMCA sent three teams, the under-12, under-15, and girls softball, to compete against some of the best young baseball and softball talent from across the Caribbean and beyond. The YMCA Cayman under-12 team opened tournament play with an 8-4 victory over the Bahamas. Dylan Jones and Ben Limeberry Dickey turned in strong performances on the mound to help secure the win. Team Cayman under-14 team also got off to a winning start, defeating Cape Coral 10-3 in a dominant performance. Game highlights include Jackson Shambaugh's 2-for-3 at the plate in a complete game on the mound, pitching 6 innings with 0 earned runs. Keon McLean was 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored. Michael Souza 1-for-3 with an RBI and 1 run scored. And Liam White, a perfect 2-for-2, including 2 doubles, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The games continue this week. Some disappointing news for Cayman women's rugby after traveling to Bermuda for an international test match with a final score of 67-32 Bermuda. 8 of the traveling players came through the under-18 girls program. The match was a return fixture to last year's clash in Cayman, where Cayman came away victorious. Cayman Rugby says the squad will now take a, quote, well-earned break. The Department of Sports is hosting one of its biggest summer camp calendars ever. Activities kicked off this week, including a volleyball and netball camp. And then coming up next, an opportunity to hit the pool with the annual junior lifeguard camps.
We usually do every year our junior lifeguard camps. That is one of our big events that usually everybody sign up for. So we're doing 2 weeks of that for our junior lifeguard camps. So we start on the 13th to the 17th of July. That's the first week. We're doing a 2-week slot. And then on the 20th to the 24th.
DOS swim coach Chester Hurlston tells Radio Cayman, the icing on the cake, adult water aerobics.
You know, even our seniors want to get out and do something. We have dates for them too, that it will be actually at pools. So we got 2 locations. One location is going to be at the Lions Pool, where we all know, the Lions Aquatic Pool. And for the water aquatics, we have in the nice pool up on the eastern side is the Clifton Hunter Pool. So they have a nice pool at that school. 25-meter pool is a walk-in. You can use wheelchair, whatever.
The water aerobics camps will run from July 13th through the 17th at the Clifton Hunter Pool, and then from August 3rd to the 7th at the Lions Pool. For registration information, email sports@gov.ky. That's Radio Cayman Sports for this evening. I'm April Cummings.